On the night of November 10th, 1938, at around 2 a.m., the house bell rang. I went onto the balcony to see what was going on. A figure, visible in the darkness below, shouted, "Security check! Open up immediately!" I woke the housemaid so she could open up. To my astonishment, three men in grey-green uniforms appeared with sidearms and revolvers. When they said they wanted to search the house, I demanded proof of their identity. "Our uniform is sufficient proof of identity," was their reply. I took them to the study where they conducted a superficial search of the desk. The oldest, aged about 35, did the speaking. "You know," he said, "that the Jews in Paris have killed Herr von Rath. You're an accessory to this murder." "No," I protested. "I haven't left Munich in the recent past, and I'm connected to no political organization. In the past, I have rejected murder as a political weapon." "You will atone for this by immediately paying us 50,000 marks." "I see no reason why I should." "You aren't aware that tonight is the night of the long knives, and that every SS man may kill a Jew. If you want to survive the night, I advise you in your own interest to do as we say. Write the following. In atonement for the murder of Herr von Rath, I hereby donate 50,000 marks to the Hitler Youth Obergebietsführer Klein for promotion and schooling purposes. Sign. Now hand over the 50,000 marks." "I possess very little cash. My assets are all in the firm and in bonds deposited in favor of the tax office as security for the Reich refugee tax." "Then write a check." He moved his hand to his revolver as he spoke. I looked for the checkbook in the bottom drawer of a cupboard, expecting a shot in the back. But it didn't come. I wrote a check for 30,000 marks. "I must tell you," I said, "that Merck, Fink and Company won't cash this check." "Just leave that up to us. Arrange for a transfer of the remainder to the firm." So I wrote out a remittance order and made a copy for myself. It was 3:15 a.m. when the three men left my apartment.